beautiful people. So how are y'all doing? Seems like this was a rough week for everyone. So this one is a planned short one. So we'll see what happens. Today, we're going to talk about the Angels of Death. My sources were Insider.com and CrimeTraveler.org, which appeared to be a UK-based website. It's pretty interesting. Okay, so let's get on. Let's get going. So we've got the Angels of Death, aka Angels of Mercy, aka healthcare serial killers. This type of serial killer is someone who purposely ends the life of a person under their care, and it's generally the elderly and the very sick. They usually have a high body count. All of them are nurses, both male and female. There's an exception to that rule. There's actually a doctor on this list, but like 99% of them are nurses. There's a few different types. So there's the Angel of Mercy, who may perceive their acts as merciful, wanting to end their patient's suffering or the suffering of their family. Their, as in the patient's family. And then you have the malignant hero, and they have the savior complex. And those people will purposely bring their patients to the brink of death and then swoop in and quote-unquote save them. Which brings us to the last one, is the Angel of Death. These are also known as sadistic killers, and they kill just to feel power over their victims. Almost all of the healthcare serial killers will use drugs to kill their patients, since they have easy access to such things because they're working in a hospital. Studies found some common character traits and behaviors between them. So they'd prefer the night shift, since there's less staff around to catch them. A tendency to predict when a patient will die, because they're doing it. And then they felt patients were a burden or annoyance. And they also would move from hospital to hospital. So they wouldn't, like, hold down their job at a hospital for very long. They're just kind of bouncing through. They would also have a history of mental instability, a history of substance misuse, and a history of difficult personal relationships. Interestingly though, they're not usually antisocial like other serial killers, which is usually one of the big points for serial killers, is they're antisocial. When they started researching the Angels of Death, it showed that many of the cases had the deaths happen during the nurses' shifts. That was one of the things that kind of indicated that you had a serial killer on your staff. HSKs were usually caught when hospitals started their investigations based on the higher death rates during those times, any incorrect medical records, and concerns about the cause of death brought up by families and the doctors who were actually taking care of them. So let's take a super quick break, and then I will give you a list of known death angels. Now here's some convicted angels. So first we have Charles Cullen. These are not in chronological order, by the way. Except for the last one. Anyway, I'll get there. We'll get there when we get there. Charles Cullen, he may have killed over 400 patients over 16 years at 9 hospitals in New Jersey. And then we have Kimberly Sains. She killed 5 patients by injecting them with bleach, in Texas. Then we have Janine Jones, also in Texas, and they killed 4 children by injecting them with drugs. Next, we have Daniela Poggiali from Italy. She killed 38 patients by injecting potassium chloride, which actually is a very common in, like, murder mysteries. And then the gross part is she also posted pictures on social media of herself next to the deceased bodies. Not a good look, Daniela. Now we have Maria Gruber, Irene Ladolf, Stefania Mayer, and Waltraud Wagner from Vienna, Austria. And they all worked together using morphine and later drowning, where they would basically pour water down the patient's throat while holding their nose closed. They admitted to 49 killings, but the actual number may have been closer to 200. Now we have our doctor. So this is Dr. Harold Shipman, and he may have killed 250 of his elderly patients using diamorphine, but he was only convicted for 15 of those. Now we have Beverly Ollett from the UK, who I believe is one of the most famous angels of death. I think her and Charles Cullen are actually one of the more well-known ones. So she murdered 4 children, attempted to murder 3, and caused grievous bodily harm on 6 children over a 3-month period at Grantham and Kesteven Hospital. Apparently, fun fact, grievous bodily harm is like English law, which is the most severe bodily harm count you could do. So now we have Victorino Chua. It's C-H-U-A. I'm sorry, English is my first language. They're from England, and they were convicted of 2 murders and 19 poisonings. Now we have Donald Harvey from Cincinnati, Ohio, who was convicted of 37 murders, but he claimed he had almost 90. Now we have Kristen Gilbert. She's an American, convicted of 4 murders. She would inject patients with epinephrine to cause cardiac arrest and then try to resuscitate them herself. So she was one of the, she was one of the malignant hero types. And they think she may have been trying to get noticed by James Perrault, who's the hospital's police officer. I'm assuming this is a good cop, and I don't think murder is really going to do anything for him. So now we have Jane Toppin. She's from Boston, Massachusetts. She experimented on patients using morphine and atropine before killing them with overdoses. Now we have the really gross part of her. She claimed to derive sexual satisfaction from lying with her dying victims and watching the life fade from her eyes. Gross. If I remember correctly, she was actually from the 1800s, and she wanted to have like the most murders or something along those lines. And now we have our latest one, who I believe was actually convicted last year. This is Niels Hogel from Germany, and he's convicted of 85 murders. He administered lethal doses of heart medication. So the issue with these people, not just, you know, the whole murder aspect, but the fact that they are healthcare professionals who have taken, you know, the Hippocratic Oath, which is don't cause harm, and they're killing people. Like, sure, some of the angels of mercy kind of fall under the euthanasia aspect, which is what Dr. Kevorkian also kind of fell under. The main difference here, though, is again autonomy. These nurses are just killing because they feel that's what they need to do for the mercy, for the angels of mercy. It's, oh no, this patient is in pain. I must make the decision to kill them so that they to like end their life so that they will no longer suffer, so that their family won't see them deteriorate and they won't suffer as well. And then you have your, malignant heroes who are basically making a game out of this. And they're just trying to make themselves look important, make themselves seem impressive and everything, and they're taking that out on their patients. And then you just have the actual like angels of death who are just killing because they like it. Whereas, Dr. Kevorkian, the patient had to say they wanted it, and the patient is the one who essentially administered the lethal dose themselves. So, yep. I'm sorry for the short episode. Again, it was a rough week. Anyway, this is Ren Shepherd, and this is why we can't have nice things. Catch you later.